Hi, GWA. This is my answers for Miss is questions for the women. I tried this before, but it ended up being like way too long. So we're gonna try this again and make it a little bit shorter. I don't know how it ended up being that long. Anyway, this isn't like a lot of questions, but okay. Let's go. Get right down to it. Would you fuck yourself with it? A small plastic bottle? Probably not, just because I don't think the shape of most plastic bottles lends itself particularly well to fucking oneself with it. A yummy carrot? See, this was part of the reason it took so long for me to record these, because I got halfway through talking about fucking carrots and stuff. I was like, I'm really hungry. I'm really, really hungry. A yummy carrot. I would rather eat it. Like, I would rather put it in my mouth in a non-sexual way. It's also another shape where it's like, depending on how you do that, that could be potentially painful. A brush handle. Brush handle. Oh, I've already done that. Would I fuck myself with it? I've tried. I wouldn't advise it necessarily. It was a little uncomfortable. But would I fuck myself with it? I guess I have to answer yes for that. I have. A pen or a Sharpie? A pen? No, I feel like that would be too, most pens, like your standard pen would be too thin and too pointy to like really be satisfying in any way. Maybe a Sharpie, just because there are like extra large Sharpies now or something. You could probably do something with that. I'd be worried about, like, maybe getting ink or something all over my legs, because it's a Sharpie. It's gonna be there for a really long time. People are gonna be like, why is there Sharpie ink all over the inside of your thighs? And good luck trying to come up with an excuse for that one. The water from a shower head. Now, I don't have a detachable shower head, which I think might be sort of necessary for this one. But I've sort of tried that. Didn't really do anything. So, I mean, would I fuck myself with it? I've tried. I don't know if I would. It doesn't do anything for me. I know it does stuff for other people. It just doesn't. Not for me. A warm/cold cucumber. See, now I'm starting to get hungry again. I would rather eat that. I think of the choices on this list, that might be the best if you had to pick one. Like, if these options were available to you and you had to pick one of these, you had to pick one of them to fuck yourself with, I would probably say the cucumber. Most cucumbers have the length and the girth that you would probably want. Close to it. If you threw a condom on it, then you maybe could eat it later on. I don't know. Live your life. A hot dog. This is like a list of things I would rather have in my mouth, with all the innuendos that come with that statement. I'm gonna say no to that one, just because having, like, cold, uncooked meat, or if it's cooked, that might be worse. I'm gonna say no to that. A big yellow banana. That actually might have the shape to, like, I think it has a similar shape to, like, a lot of, like, G-spot toys, so maybe if you're gonna go for the route of, like, with the cucumber, like, put a condom over it, and then maybe eat it later. Maybe. Banana. Maybe. The harder edge of furniture. I've tried that. So I guess I have to answer yes, because I've tried that. I would not suggest it, just because that can border on slightly painful, depending on how hard the furniture is. What I tried was, I think it was like a wooden table. It was not a good idea. It was kind of like, it just kind of got me really horny and didn't, got me all worked up, but didn't let me finish. A broom handle. That sounds like it would be very cumbersome. To have like a broom sticking out of you. You would look like a witch doing it wrong. And so I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no to that. Hopefully not wooden baseball bat. I'm assuming it's hopefully not wooden because of potential splinters. But I think most wooden baseball bats actually would be, they would have to be sanded down and they'd probably have a finish, so they shouldn't have really many splinters to worry about. I think the problem with a baseball bat is that you have the handle end where you have the grip and you have the thing at the base, the hilt at the base for the, so that your hands don't slide, and that's a, that would be kind of hard to get past. And then you have the other end, which is just kind of wide. And I don't think you could do much with it, so I'm going to say no to baseball bat. The flashlight handle. There are so many of these where it's like, I can't say no because I've tried that. And this is one of those, I've tried that. It didn't work particularly well. And they're hard to clean off. I wouldn't suggest it. These were also very large flashlights. They're a bit too big to properly. Anyway, so I guess I have to say yes for that, but I wouldn't advise really fucking any of these objects. A teddy bear. No. Not a teddy bear. That. No. No thanks. Neck of a bottle of wine. Do that and become the world's classiest person. open up the wine afterwards and just drink it and just feel so self-satisfied and pretend that you're insanely wealthy. So wealthy that you just fuck the wine. I probably, because the wine bottle would be made of glass, and there are a lot of glass toys, so, yeah, why not? Why not? Just fuck the wine. a pillow. And last one on our list is something that I can definitely say, yes, I would fuck myself with it, because been there, done that. I think Miss asked in her answers for these questions, how one does that, but she also said that she had, grinded against the arm of, like, an armchair, it's a lot like, so how to do the pillow thing, it's a lot like that, just, like, kind of straddle it between your legs and, grind against it, and, yeah, it's kind of like doing the same thing for like a really really like plush armchair arm. I wouldn't advise doing it if you like that pillow though, because it can ruin pillows. So if you want to use that pillow for like actually sleeping on, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't advise it. And so the questions: can you describe the fastest way to make you come? No, I'm all about the build up. So, I don't necessarily know what the fastest way is. I don't time these things. And I guess, I don't know. I can say that after you get past the first orgasm, it's like really, really, really easy to get me to any more. But they come fast and hard after that. Anyway, fastest way to make you come though, I wouldn't necessarily know. That's something I'm gonna have to figure out, I guess. I don't necessarily try to do it the fastest way. Anyway, what does it feel like to have something inside of you? I think the best way I can describe it is after you've had, like, a really, really large meal and, like, you're really full, and then also your bladder is full and, like, you need to pee. It's kind of like that. Which sounds kind of unpleasant when I say it like that, but it feels kind of like that. It's a lot of pressure, it mostly. How does it feel to have tits to play with? It feels nice. I walk around, I come home, and, like, I immediately get into my pajamas, because I don't like wearing clothes when I'm not outside. So I get in my pajamas, and I don't wear a bra with my pajamas, obviously, so I walk around my house most of the time, just, like, touching my boobs, because I can. It's nice. They're soft and they're squishy. How does it feel to when someone else plays with your tits? I would not know. Moving along. What does it feel like when you're edging? The first couple times you get to the edge, it's okay. You just kind of feel like you were about to, and everything kind of is, like, twitching and throbbing, and, it's very hot, and then it kind of comes down a bit for, like, the first two or three times, maybe, and then pretty much any time after that, if you do it more than two or three times, everything kind of starts to hurt, like, especially your clit. Like, your clit starts to, like, seriously hurt. It's like your clit is mad at you, and it's like, why are you doing this to me? It's not necessarily a bad hurt, though. I mean, I guess it's technically a bad hurt, but, you know, that's part of the fun. That's the fun of edging. We're all masochists deep down. Where am I? When you come, how does it feel? Okay. I think I have a good, I guess, metaphor comparison for this. And this actually arose because I had a friend who was having sex with a guy that none of us liked because he was kind of a jerk and a total creep. And when she was talking about having sex with him, I finally stopped her and said, okay, no, but has he ever made you orgasm? And there was this long pause on the other end of the phone. And she starts to go, well, but by then everyone on the call was like, so that means no, because it's a little hard to miss. And the way I tried to describe it to her, because she wasn't sure if she had ever orgasmed, and we were like, we're pretty sure that if you have, you would know that that's what it was. So you probably haven't. It's, the best way I can describe it is if you take your fist and you, like, clench your fist into, like you're gonna punch somebody, like, for, like, a really long time, like, as hard as you can, for, like, as long as you can, and then, like, do it now, like, clench your fist, do what I say, and then you let it go, and you can feel, like, how it almost feels tingly, and, like, you can feel all the blood rushing back, and it feels, like, you could, like, it feels, like, warm and cold at the same time, but, like, the sense of relief, that's what it's like. It's, like, except for your whole body. Like, your whole body is that clenched fist. And, like, it clenches really suddenly, really hard, and then it all, like, you get that sense of relief, I guess is the best way to describe it. But, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Can you tell if it's going to be a lot of cum versus a little? I guess this is mostly for squirters. Not really. I think I may have squirted a little once, maybe twice. I'm not entirely sure if that's what it was, because it wasn't much, to be honest. But yeah, no, I can't tell. I guess if that was what it was, I can't tell. I had no idea that was coming. how hard you come tell the intensity of the orgasm? Again, assuming that those times were actually, that was what was going on. No, those were actually not particularly intense orgasms, if I recall correctly. So no. Are you satisfied after one orgasm, or do you need more? I need more. I need more, as many as possible. I'm greedy. Feed me, Seymour. Yeah, no, give me all the orgasms. Like, make me orgasm until I can't anymore. And I'm begging you to, like, stop, but, like, keep going. If you can't tell, that's something I want to try. Have you ever tried to play every way you can think of? I've tried, and I'm a flexible person. It was just difficult to maintain that by myself. So, I've tried, but I don't think I necessarily succeeded. What's the strangest thing you fucked yourself with? Probably either the brush handle, flashlight handle, the pillow. I think the table might win. Just because it's like, oh yeah, no, I tried to fuck myself with the table once. That sounds a little ridiculous. What kind of urges do you feel when you're horny? This one has like an explanation further down, so I'm gonna actually read that. In other words, what is required for you to feel satisfied? Orgasm, tongue being filled up. Generally, I'm very goal-oriented, apparently. I'm going straight for the orgasm. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you don't get there. You kind of peter out halfway through. But yeah, just kind of, you can be satisfied without an orgasm, so. I don't know. I feel like that's not a particularly good answer, but, and related to the next question, what kind of urges / feelings do you get when you want a man? Or I'm going to, for my purposes, when you want anyone. Suck his cock, have him fuck you, etc. I will say, I think I've mentioned this before, I prefer receiving than giving oral, personally. Because I'm selfish. I'm selfish and greedy. I have to really, really like someone to be like, yeah, I want to put my mouth on their genitals, because my mouth is where, like, those cucumbers and carrots and hot dogs go. So I have to really, really like, you, like, really be into you. And it doesn't actually happen that frequently that, like, I'm, like, I guess it's slightly different between, like, being horny and, like, being sexually attracted to someone. And this is why it's, like, bisexual, for lack of a better term, because I don't actually, like, there are not too many people that I'm, like, sexually attracted to. It doesn't happen very frequently, I guess. When it does, it's, like, being hit with, like, a ton of bricks, but, yeah, I guess the best feeling I could say is, like, your whole body feels hot. Like, you're, like, I never quite got the, like, oh, is it hot in here jokes, but, like, you feel like you have a fever, and you're like, where did this come from? And you kind of get, like, squirmy. I guess that's what I could feel. It's not, I know everyone describes it as, like, butterflies in your stomach. It's not that. It's more, when you go on a roller coaster, and that, like, split, like, half a second when you start the first drop, that dropping feeling in your stomach, it feels like that, almost. And it's kind of like a squiggly, squirmy feeling in the lower abdomen and in the panties. But I guess, suck his cock, have him fuck you, etc. I like it rough, so I'm gonna have to go with the have him fuck me thing. I like that one. That sounds nice. For those who have played with their asses, how does it feel compared to pussy play? Well, considering I actually posted my first double penetration orgasm on here, I can actually answer this. It feels different but the same, I guess, because it feels very similar. Like, the pressure feels very similar. It's just pressure in a different place, I guess. When you come, how does it feel different to you to have something in your ass as opposed to when you don't? Well, with the pressure in two places now, if you have something in both, it's like pressure doubled, which was, that was the thing that stood out to me most when I did that, actually, was, like, the pressure, and it's not a bad pressure, it's nice, it's just, I guess pressure is the best way I can describe it. How does it feel to have your tits handled versus having your nipples sucked / nibbled? I wouldn't know the answer to that one. and there's one further down in the comments that I was looking at. What's the oddest thing that gets you turned on? I actually sort of answered that in, the other, though, get off all what gets you going. The oddest thing, probably a little fucked up, knife play, blood kink type deal, that I have, yeah, that'd probably be I'm probably too much of a chicken to do it, at least, like, in real life. That's something coming way farther down the road, but, if it ever happens, but, yeah, that's the weirdest thing. Okay, so those are my answers. I don't know how sexy this was, but I had fun, so, woo! That's really all that matters for me.